This is Duncan Smith, the co-founder of Novelist, and I want to welcome you to our inaugural Reader's Advisory Podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about two things. First of all, I'm going to share some information with you about the new version of Novelist that is coming your way this summer. And secondly, I'm going to talk about the role that podcasts like these will play in the future of Novelist. First of all, let's talk about the new version of Novelist. You may already have heard some of the wonderful things that are being said about this version from colleagues or friends, or seen emails or attended conference presentations about the new version. In essence, this new version is a visually more appealing version that streamlines several of your key work processes. For example, in this new version, it will be easier for you to get a list of all of an author's works. It'll also be easier for you to find and print out a list of books that are in a series in reading order for your users. Two other content enhancements that are really getting great reviews in this new version is the introduction of appeal factors into our indexing and subject headings work. So that, for example, we will now be indexing on a book's pacing, its writing style, and its tone. So that, for example, a reader of literary fiction who wants to find a book that is character-driven and has lyrical writing will now be able to find those titles within Novelist. We also are bringing reading recommendations front and center in the product. For example, you'll be able to see reading recommendations for best-selling titles directly on our homepage. And within the product itself, every title record will have up to 9 reading recommendations presented as a part of the title record. There will also be recommendations for authors in the form of author read-alikes, and at our series headings and series pages, you'll have recommendations for other series that your series readers might enjoy. Now, realize in this podcast that you haven't been able to see any of the screens that I'm talking about, and if you want to get a sense of what the new version will look like, you should go to the website whose address I'm about to give you by visiting support.ebscohost.com/novelist. Let me say that again, support.ebscohost.com/novelist. You'll be able to see a complete range of the screenshots that are going to appear in the new version, as well as links to other information about our appeal factors and our reading recommendations, as well as a timeline for when this new version will be released. So I hope you will visit support.ebscohost.com/novelist to learn more about this version of Novelist that users are saying will enhance the ability of readers to find books that they will enjoy on their own and will enable you to deliver excellent readers advisory service. Secondly, an important part of this new version of Novelist is our ongoing commitment to expand your readers advisory knowledge and to help you and your staff deliver the best readers advisory service possible. One of the ways that we're going to do that is through podcasts. We will be bringing you podcasts on a regular basis that will cover a wide range of readers advisory topics, challenges, and solutions. So I'm looking forward to having you visit Novelist on a regular basis and to attending future podcasts like the one we had today. Thank you for your time and your attention.